Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Pesachim Daf Tzadihe, Pesachim 95. Today's Daf Yomi, we start with the Mishnah on the top of Tzadihe Amud Aleph, where Mishnah discusses the distinctions between Pesach Rishon, between the Pesach that's brought on the 14th of Nisan and the Pesach Sheni, that if people were Tamei or far away and they weren't able to bring the Pesach, they bring it 1 month later. It's called the second Pesach. So it says our Mishnah, Ma Bein Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. What are the distinctions between the Pesach Rishon and the Pesach Sheni? So our Mishnah says that there are two distinctions. One distinction is Harishon Aser B'Bayiro B'Yimatzei, that for the first Pesach that there's a prohibition of Bayiro B'Yimatzei, meaning to say that you're not allowed to have chametz in your possession, and that the presumably, this means that a person is prohibited to have chametz in his possession. And the Gemara on Hayyama Beis had discussed what's the law in the case that it was his chametz, and it wasn't in his possession, or it was other people's chametz, and it was in his possession. The Gemara raised those discussions. Sheni, but on the second Pesach, chametz u'matzah imu b'bayis, he can have the chametz and the matzah with him in the house, meaning to say he needs to eat the matzah, but nevertheless, even though he needs to eat the matzah, he doesn't need to get rid of the chametz from his house. And says the Mishnah, what's the second distinction? Harishon taon halel b'achila. So the first one requires halel while we're eating the Korban Pesach, where we're supposed to be chanting the Hallel. The Vasheni Eino Taon Hallel B'Achila. So, and the second one does not require Hallel when we are eating it. So, the Tosos writes that the Tana. Well, before we get to Tosos, that we need to understand why does the Mishnah not write simply, and the second one is not obligated, there's no violation of Bayira Bali Matzah, instead of saying that the second one has Chametz and Matzah together in the house. So there are three explanations. So Rashi says on Amabez, on our daf, that the implication is that the Mishnah is teaching us that even when you slaughter the Korban Pesach, you're allowed to have chametz in your house, and there's no prohibition of well, tishchad al chametz tam zifchi. And so therefore, the intent of our Mishnah is to say that as long as you're allowed to have matz in your house, or meaning to say at all times, so you're also allowed to have chametz in your house, even at the time of the Shechita. That's one possibility. A second possibility is Rashi, in his commentary on the Torah, in Bamidbar, chapter 9, verse 10, brings our Mishnah here, and he says that There's only prohibition of eating chametz. That's what he says there. And according to this, therefore, our Mishnah is saying you're allowed to have the chametz in the house, but you're not allowed to eat it. So that is the second approach. The third approach is from the Avnei Ezri, and he writes that Rashi is the opposite, that there's no prohibition of chametz at all, and meaning to say even with him while he's eating it, it's going to be permitted. And so therefore, that means to say even at the time when he has it with him in the house, that he eats the Korban Pesach, he's allowed to eat the chametz that's with him. So those are the three different approaches, completely different approaches. So Tosos writes that these are not all the distinctions, and Tosos says that the Mishnah left over two main distinctions, one distinction our Mishnah led over is that the first Pesach needs to be slaughtered in three groups, whereas the second doesn't need three groups to be slaughtered. And a second distinction is that the first Pesach requires the Bikur of 4 days. You need to check it for a blemish 4 days before the Shechita. But the second one does not require Bikur. So now we continue with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Zeh v'zeh, meaning both the Pesach Rishon and the Pesach Sheni, to unin halal ba'asiyasam. They require halal when you bring the carbon. At the moment you bring it, you require it. So the Tosefta says that this refers to that the Levim are obligated to recite the halal, whereas Rashi says that all of the groups of people who are bringing the Pesach, they're the ones who chant in the halal. So we see that according to Rashi, both the Levites and the Israelim were chanting Howl. The Levites, from the perspective of Qua, the fact that they have to sing a song while the carbon is being brought, and the Yisraelim have a special din that just like you need to recite the Howl when you eat it, so too you need to recite the Howl when you bring it. And then the second law that our Mishnah says that they both agree about, that is Nechol and Tzli, that both the Pesach Rishon and the Pesach Sheni are eaten while they are roasted. And third, Al Matzah Marorim, you need to have Matzah and Maror when you eat the Pesach Rishon and the Sheni. V'dochen es HaShabbos, and both of them are pushing off the Shabbos. Both Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni override the Shabbos. So we see that this is the law of Pesach Sheni. Now there is a strong custom amongst Hasidim and people who want to really observe the spiritual aspects of Pesach Sheni to eat matzos on the 14th of Iyar, even today, as a reminder of the Pesach Sheni, where they used to bring, which we used to be brought on the 14th of Nisan, Bein Arbayim, and so therefore we eat the matzah on the 14th of the year, because today the eating of the matzah is corresponds to the bringing of the Korban Pesach, and that's the reason why we eat the matzah of the Afikoman on the night of the Seder, and therefore for this reason there is this practice, and so there was a dispute whether or not the proper time to eat it is on the 14th of the year or on the night of the 15th of the year, meaning to say, when is the proper time? Is it on the day of the 14th or the night of the 15th? And there are different practices, different customs about this idea. Also, it's brought down in the Darkei Chaim V'Shalom that on the 14th of Iyar, that the Minchas Elazar, the Munkacher, used to eat with his students, and he used to have a big meal, and he would say that this was the holy custom of his ancestors and all the tzaddikim and the students of the Besht, and at this meal they would sing Adir Hu Yivne Beis Sobekarav. They would sing the song that we say at the end of the Seder. May please God that God will build a temple in speedily, and they would eat the matzah and the maror. They would also have at the middle at that meal.